Hello and welcome, gamblers, to another episode of Lobster Life. I'm your host, Matty Potts, alongside the anonymous gambler. Say hi, gambler.
Greetings, gamblers. Hope y'all had a good weekend. I know the players of the AG Taupe Sports Information Network had a decent one. We went 6-4 in our game lines. Props, we went, memory serves, 40-35. So we had a decent run. You can check out all the results at sportsinformationnetwork.com. Podcast plays. Turns out you shouldn't base your plays on trends, even if it is a white guy catching the ball.
Never bet on a guy named Hooper.
Never bet on a guy named Hooper. Never play the trends. That's your gambling lesson from last week, folks.
Learn your lessons, gamblers, and we'll make some coin for you.
But at least the Falcons came out on top for us. We had that. The Raiders, not so much.
That was a stale fish, sir.
Bit of a stale fish, but if you had joined the tout for $39 per week, you would have gone 6-4, and that Raiders loss would have just been another bump in the road.
You would have been able to enjoy some good lobster while taking in that loss.
Well, 6-4, that's more Go-Bears.
Go-Bears.
That's more Go-Bears winnings.
But we got another weekend right around the corner, gambler. What are you liking this week?
You know, as always, sadness never ends. As soon as one round of crying stops, another can begin. Peaks and valleys, as we say, we have a lot of playoff scenarios working out this weekend. Some big games. We'll start by looking at the Chiefs and Chargers. San Diego, as we call them here, we don't recognize their move to Los Angeles. The theft of the Chargers from the good people of San Diego.
Flagrant thievery.
Flagrant thievery. The Chargers travel into Kansas City to face the Chiefs at Arrowhead. Chiefs are currently lined at +1. And if you're asking me, I think that's a pretty fair number. The Chargers are getting a lot of respect from their play as of late. And it's due. You know, it's due. They have played very well. They've been running extremely hot. If not for those close losses at the start of the season, we'd easily be talking about the Chargers to win the AFC West. And as AFC contenders, at least for the Patriots and the Steelers. However, they did not win their first few games of the season, and here they are in an almost must-win scenario to make the playoffs. Chargers win this game, they're around a 65% chance to win the division, lose this game, and they need to win the next two to just have a 50% shot at the playoffs. A lot of people are going to back the Chargers in this game, not us at Sports Information Network. We're liking the Chiefs to stop their run, to end their playoff hopes, and the Chiefs to lock down that division title. Winning on Saturday means the Chiefs have about a 90% chance to win the division. It's all but locked up, and they'll be heading into the playoffs looking good. We like the Chiefs +1 on the money line here.
What do we got next on the bet card, gambler?
Next up is a game that doesn't have playoff implications for both teams because it's playing, as they're known, the Bungles.
The Bungles,
who have had not an impressive season at all. They're playing the Vikings. They're +11 dogs.
Oh, in the Who Gives a Shit Bowl.
Mildly Who Gives a Shit Bowl, except if the Vikings can win this game, they lock up the NFC North. They'll get a home playoff game. It is a big match for half the slate. However, while we think the Vikings will win this game and all but lock up the division title, we're going to take the Bengals +11. Reason being, I think it's about time that Andy Dalton, AJ Green, Giovanni Bernard, and the rest of the Bengals put together a respectable performance, and what better place to do it than versus the Vikings, one of the hottest teams in the league thus far. I think the Vikings win. I just don't think they're going to smoke them.
Next up, we got the Seahawks and Rams.
Talking a little Seahawks and Rams, another big game with essentially the division on the line for the Seahawks, at least. Win this game versus the Rams, they put themselves in a decent position to take the division title, something most people did not think possible, given how the Rams have played this season, including myself. Personally, I bet the Rams to have under 5.5 wins. The only bonus to that bet was that I got to stop watching it in mid-November. Seahawks win this game, Rams traveling into Seattle, one of the hardest places to play, versus a proven playoff team, and the Seahawks, quite frankly, dealing with a lot of shame from last week. Embarrassing performance by the Hawks.
Mucho shame.
Embarrassing performance by their players after the game. And now is the time that they can rectify that. The people of Seattle, obviously, they don't care.
They're high.
They're high. A lot of them are sketched out hippie bums hanging around Pike Market. But there are a lot of fans who do care how the team does. Myself, personally, I think the Seahawks beat the Rams here. The Lions moved to 2.5. It opened as a pick 'em. Good value there, if you got that pick. Still some value on the -2.5. I think the Seahawks should creep all the way up to -3 by Sunday. They take this game from the Rams and set up a nice little few games in the NFC West to close out the season.
And there you have it, gamblers. Look for the Seahawks to deliver on Sunday. Next on the bet card, we're talking
the Steelers and the Patriots. Big game on Sunday for the number one seed in the AFC and the bye in the first week. home field advantage all the way through.
The GOAT playing Big Ben.
The Steelers with quite a comeback last week. Big win to set this game up. The Patriots
shit the bed on Monday night.
Lost to the Dolphins, but you know what? Jay Cutler, Mr. Monday Night. No surprise there. No Gronk for the Patriots. It really affected how they could play. Gronk's back versus the Steelers, but you know what? It doesn't matter if Gronk's back for the Patriots. Steelers, with that wide receiver core, how Ben's playing, how Le'Veon Bell's playing, are gonna stick it to the Patriots. I'm sorry, I love Tom Brady. Handsomest man to ever play the game.
His wife's pretty good looking too.
Yeah, well, I mean, not when she's standing next to Tom. That's all I'm saying. Not when she's standing next to Tom. The Patriots, though, have looked a bit shaky as of late. I'm thinking the Steelers really stick it to them. You're getting a +3 dog, Steelers at home at Heinz Field. Even though Mike Tomlin, not the best coach, obviously Bill Belichick puts him to shame. You ain't seeing Bill handed out motivational t-shirts, but the Steelers will be plenty motivated on Sunday. T-shirts or not, they're going to cover that +3. They're going to win outright. Take that money line. Steelers, get the number one seed in the AFC.
And finally, gambler, we have the Packers.
One of the more talked about games of the weekend with the return of Aaron Rodgers. He's been medically cleared to play. Brent Hundley, back to the rail.
See you later, Brett.
Back to watching, back to holding the clipboard, but clearly he learned a lot from Rodgers, led a couple nice overtime wins the last few weeks to put the Packers in the position to lose to the Panthers and not make the playoffs.
Way to go, Brett.
You gave Aaron Rodgers a chance to carry you guys in. I don't think they're going to do it. A lot of people think they could. And for the Packers to get in, they need to win out. They have to go 3-0. But the Vikings also have to go 0-3. It's a tall order, When you look at the odds for the Packers to win the NFC, it's 25-1 everywhere. Now, obviously, I think this is a bad bet because they're not going to win on Sunday. But if you have to play it, if you were to just parlay the money lines and roll over your winnings, you'd get somewhere around 60-1 on the Packers to win the NFC. So that's one thing to look at when you're looking at outrights. In a situation like this where a team has to win all the games to get there, it's a lot better almost all the time to just bet the money line straight up, take those winnings, roll them over to the next week, bet it all on the money line again, take those winnings, roll them over to the next week, bet it again, and do it all the way through to the NFC Championship. And if they should win and get to the Super Bowl, then your future wager that would have been paying about 25-1 is going to pay a minimum of 60-1 on the Packers. Not that it matters, because they're not going to win. We're taking the Panthers -2.5. They're going to cover that with ease. I'm saying right now, they're covering that with ease. So I'm going to say the Panthers to win by at least 7. We're liking Jonathan Stewart to add on to his great performance last week. He's going to run all over the Packers. Cam Newton going to run all over the Packers and easily cover that -2.5. 7-point win minimum for the Panthers. Packers to the rail. Like Brett Hundley, they're out of the game.
That clavicle just doesn't hold up, eh, Raj?
That clavicle does not hold up. It'll be nice to see him back. Everyone's going to be happy.
I'm happy.
You're happy. You're a Packers fan. You're thrilled to see
him. No, he's just a handsome guy.
He's a handsome guy. Potts is glad to see another handsome man on the field this Saturday. We all are. And you know what? Nothing better than a handsome man that's sad. Everyone knows this. So let's recap what we got here. We're playing the Chiefs +1. We're playing the Bengals +11. We're playing the Seahawks -2.5. We're playing the Steelers +3. And we're going to close it out with the Panthers -2.5.
5 solid picks from the Anonymous Gambler on the Sports Information Network on Lobster Life. And be sure to tune in to us next week. Sorry about the Friday posting, but we're going to do it again next week.
And if you really like money, I'm talking really like money. Matty Potts, you really like money?
I really like money.
Let me tell you what you do if you really like money. You're going to put all 5 of those games, you're going to take them, you're going to put it in a parlay.
Woo!
You're going to put it in a parlay, a 5-teamer, pay for Christmas. There's no need for a gun to the head play when you're rolling a 5-team parlay for all the winnings, all the money, and all the happiness.
Your news, Noel. Look at me, it's easy to see. You think you know.